Good morning and welcome to Piedmont United Methodist Church on this sixth Sunday of Easter. We continue our Easter season, and today also is the Mother's Day Sunday that we celebrate all the mothers. And we honor our mothers during this time. Mothers give us new life into this world. And through their pains, we were born into this world, to this life, and through the pains of the suffering and pains of Jesus Christ, we have eternal life. So mothers are very important, and we respect them and we honor them today. And we'll have a special time to honor the mothers, and you all have some roses here. Please remember to take them before you leave, or somebody will be distributing that to all the mothers. Thank you all for joining us here and also online. God has given us another day to be a blessing to this world, and the gift of life is very important to always be grateful about. So let us be thankful for the gift of life, and every day that God gives us in this world is a blessing. So let us give thanks to God for that. The announcements are listed on the second page. Those are the regular announcements. Please follow that. The food bank ministry, continue to donate on that, please. And also the books are available for sale for $10 that will benefit our missions. And also our mailing address is listed there for those who are remote, particularly to send in their mailings. And our cooking class will be scheduled as we get volunteers. And our art class, hopefully, we can schedule on May 20th on Saturday.
Do you know if the Spanish kids are coming or not?
Yes, they will plan to bring it. Yeah. That's at 10 o'clock on a Saturday. Please join as many as you can. And the third Thursday luncheon will be in the fellowship hall on May 18th at 1 p.m. Please join for a time of lunch and fellowship. And next Sunday, my wife and I will be traveling. You know that we have a new grandchild, so we are going to see the baby first time. So please pray for us. Miss Lou will be preaching next Sunday. So please pray for that. And she is traveling. I don't know if she's back home yet. She had a couple of funerals to attend in Mississippi. So please keep her in our prayers. Our annual conference is from June 1 through the 3rd in Athens, Georgia. Please register on that link listed there if you are planning to attend. It started last week, and it will continue until May 31st. Thank you for your continued participation of the ministry through this church and also through our World United Methodist Church. Thank you for your participation, prayers, presence, gifts, service, and witness through this church and also in this community, as God has given us this opportunity to do. God loves a cheerful giver. God is going to be continuing to be faithful to us. We now take donations online as well. Go to our website, PiedmontUMC.com, and look at the link at the top for giving online options. And you have several options there, credit card, debit card, many others, direct draft from the bank account, whatever you choose, you can do that. Please take advantage of that. That's a great blessing to have that service, very cheap for us. It is specially offered to us as a discounted price. There's a slight change in the order of service today that I forgot to take out the Holy Communion, which was from last Sunday. So please forgive me for that, and please not to ignore that part. There is no Holy Communion today. Those are the announcements that I have. Anybody have? Anyone else have any other announcements? If not, let us continue worshiping God together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you are able, please stand for the opening hymn, Come Thou Almighty King, hymn number 61.
Come and reign. come the incarnate Word. Gird on thy mighty sword, our prayers attend. Come and thy people bless, and give thy word success. Spirit of holiness on us descend. Come, Holy Comforter, thy sacred witness bear. In this glad hour, thou who almighty art, now rule in every heart, and ne'er from us depart, Spirit of power. To thee, great one in three, eternal praises be, hence evermore. Thy sovereign majesty may we in glory see, and to eternity love and adore.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving and eternal God, you are the victorious King. You have revealed your victory over death through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, so that we can be participators in the victorious power of Jesus Christ in this world. With joyful songs, we rejoice in your marvelous deeds on this day. May your blessings pour out on all of us who have gathered here today, Lord. We thank you for your presence in our midst, and thank you for the opportunity that you have given us to gather in your name and also online. Bless us today, Lord, as we worship together. Particularly, we honor and bless our mothers today. May your blessing pour out upon them, Lord. For those women of faith who have been mothers to us in our journey of life in this world, thank you for all the blessings that we have received through your through the mothers everywhere. Lord, we remember those who may be going through painful situations in their time today as mothers. We pray for those who mothers who have failed in their duties in many ways. To those who desperately want to be parents, we pray for them, Lord. But we pray for your grace upon all of these mothers that who have passed away that we remember today, that this may be a reminder of the love God has showed upon this world through the mothers. Thank you again for the gift of our mothers, and thank you for the blessing to this world. Bless us today as we worship today, Lord, in our singing, in our prayers, in the meditation of the word, and all the things that we hear today, Lord. Bring honor and glory to your name and blessing to your people. Be with us and bless us with your presence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Before we go to the greeting time, you can go set it up. I wanted to honor our mothers today, and we know we have some mothers and grandmothers here today, so let us honor all of them. Anybody have great grandchildren?
You do, Carol. You do.
What?
You have two great grandchildren. He said, "Who has great grandchildren?" You have two.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you have two great-grandchildren?
Yes.
Okay, then you get two roses.
Oh, all right. Thank you. Beautiful.
And how about grandchildren? How many of you have grandchildren?
I think that's everyone.
Everyone? Can get flowers to all of them. And how about children? We all have children, right? And I know some of them who don't have children, we remember you in our prayers, but you can be a mother even though you have not given birth. God has a purpose for that too. So we remember you in our prayers as well.
Just ignore it. Thank you. way to victory. We'll see the lights of glory.
Our responsive reading is taken from Psalm 105, verses 1 through 11. You can find that on page 828 in the hymnal book. If you are able, please stand for the responsive reading. O give thanks to the Lord, call on God's name, make known God's deeds among the peoples.
Sing to the Lord.
Sing praises. Tell of all God's wonderful works. Glory in God's holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek the Lord's presence continually. Remember the wonderful works God has done, the miracles and judgments God has uttered. O offsprings of Abraham, God's servant, children of Jacob, God's chosen one. The Lord is our God, whose judgments are in all the earth. The Lord is mindful of His everlasting covenant, of the word commanded for 1,000 generations. The covenant made with Abraham, His promise sworn to Isaac, and confirmed to Jacob as a statute, to Israel as an everlasting covenant, saying, to you I will give the land of Canaan as your portion for an inheritance. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. It's our prayer time now as we come before the Lord and also among each other. We will share our prayers of blessings, to thank God for everything that we received as blessings in our lives. And also we share our prayers of concerns and burdens together and lift them up to the throne of grace of God, trusting in God's promise that God will answer our prayers according to His time and according to His will. So let us share our prayers of concerns and blessings together now. The regular prayer requests are at the back of the bulletin in those boxes listed there. Continue to pray for these people and these items listed there, particularly the ones that we have highlighted there. Continue to pray for Martha. Martha has joined us online also. Continue to pray for her. Do you have any updates, Martha?
Yes, I got the new chemo medication, but it's made me very sick, so pray that I'll get through this, okay?
Okay, we will. And continue to pray for Guillermo. Guillermo and Liliana are also online with us. Thank you for joining, Liliana and Guillermo. Nice to see you.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Doing okay with Guillermo? Everything going okay?
I'm pretty much the same. It's okay.
Okay. We'll continue to keep you in our prayers.
Thank you.
Happy Mother's Day. And also pray for Harry. As you know, he is back from the hospital. His infection has gone, but he still have a long way to recovery with all the things that happened with his surgery with his kidney stone. So please keep him in our prayers. And please keep Jan also in our prayers. As you know, her son passed away a month ago. She's also grieving at the same time. So please pray for peace and comfort during this time for her. Pray for Miss Lou as she's traveling. And as many of you know, in the past 6 months or so, she had almost 6 or 7 deaths in her family in Mississippi. So she has been going back and forth for funerals. And she had 2 funerals this past week that she had to attend. So I don't know if she's back yesterday. She was supposed to be. But please pray for her and her family during this time of difficulty they are going through. Please keep our service workers, our military, fire, police, and all those who serve us, our grocery clerks, delivery people, mailmen, trash workers, many, many others who serve us behind the scenes every day. So let us be thankful for their services and keep them in our prayers for their safety and their family safety. Let us pray for our nation, our country, our leaders of the Congress and our president, and all those who make decisions that affect our lives. Let us pray that God will give them the wisdom to do the right things and the right decisions. Please pray for the world leaders that they will make decisions that will bring world peace. God will give them the fear of God in their hearts. Let us pray for our church and all the churches and the leaders of the church, particularly as we are facing an annual conference in June this year, and also our general conference, World Methodist Council conference, will be meeting in North Carolina in 2024, which is a decisive meeting. So please pray for our leadership, our bishops, and those who make decisions will be guided by the Holy Spirit, that they will stick to the doctrines and stay faithful to the scripture above all. So let us keep them in our prayers. Are there any other prayer requests? Anybody have any call outs?
My niece.
Your niece? Name?
Shannon.
Pray for Shannon, Jean's niece. If there are no other special call-outs or prayer requests, let us go to God in prayer. We'll spend a few moments in silent prayer, and then we'll go close with a summarized prayer. Let us pray. Thank you. Jesus said, "Ask and it shall be given to you. Knock and the door will be opened. And anyone who asks will receive." Lord, we come before you as your children, trusting your promises that you will answer our prayers, Lord, according to your time and your will. We thank you for all the blessings that you cover upon us every day. Even when we are unfaithful, you have been faithful to us, Lord. Thank you for keeping us safe throughout our lives, in our driving, in our travel, in our work, in our home, in all the things that we do. Thank you for holding us up and keeping us safe. Thank you above all for the gift of eternal life that you have given us through your Son Jesus Christ, because of whom we are here today, worshiping together and sharing the love. We come before you as your children, looking for our needs also. Also, God, who you are the source of all good things, and you desire only good things for us. And we seek your presence and bring our concerns and burdens before you at this time. Many of us are broken in many different ways. Some of us are broken in our bodies, and we need healing in our bodies. Many of us are broken in our souls and in our spirit, that we need comfort and peace in this time during our brokenness. Even youth grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. We trust in your scripture promise at this time. When we are lonely, you are our friend. And when we go through life's sorrows and loss, you give us comfort and peace. Thank you again for being with us in the walks of our lives every day. We lift up all those who need your guidance and protection and healing at this time, particularly the ones that we have named and lifted up. We pray for Martha. She's continuing with her chemo, as some of the reactions that are not going well. We pray for your grace upon her. Strengthen her in her body and her spirit. Thank you for the faith and the strength that you have given her so far, and continue to be with her. And also, Rich, be with them as a family, and fill them with your peace. We pray for Harry as he's back home resting, and pray for Jan. Bless them also as a family. Heal him, Lord, with your healing hand. And we pray for Jan during this grief time, that your peace will be filled in their hearts and minds during this time, and her families. We pray for Guillermo. Thank you for the continued presence you give them as a family. Pray for Liliana, who cares for him. Continue to bless them together and guide them in their future, Lord. We pray for all of those who are going through difficult times and situations like that. Especially we pray for those who are grieving at the death of their dear ones, the families. We especially pray for Miss Lou as she's traveling. Bless her with your travel mercies, and also comfort her with your peace, and the families that are affected by these deaths. We pray for your comforting presence to be with them. We pray for our nation, our leaders, our president and leaders of the Congress and the governors and many others who make decisions. We pray that you will give them the wisdom of the Holy Spirit to make the right decisions, Lord, and so that we can have peace and unity in this country. We pray for our service workers, our delivery clerks, our many others who serve us every day. Thank you for their services, Lord, and pray for their safety and their family's safety. We pray for world leaders as they make decisions, that they will bring peace to this world. We pray for our church and all the churches and the leaders of the church, especially our church that are meeting in the next couple of years, making decisions. We pray for your grace upon the leaders, that they will be guided by the Holy Spirit, that make decisions, that we can be true to our doctrines and the scriptural standing that you have given us, Lord. We pray for Shannon, Jean's niece. We pray for your grace upon her and her family. We pray for all of those who are going through times like this. Pray for their needs. We pray for your grace upon them. We pray for our church. Thank you for the opportunity that you have given us to work in this community, to share your love. We pray for all the ministries that you have opened up, especially for the Hispanic ministry and the pastor and the people there. Bless them also together, so that we can work together to be a blessing in this community and share your love to the needy people around us, Lord. Bless us today, Lord, as we worship together. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit. And as we meditate on your word, strengthen us with your word, as be filled by the power of the Holy Spirit as we go from this place, so that we can be powerful witnesses for you wherever you place us in the days to come. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take up the offertory, please. Stand for the dog's calling.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy.
Let us pray. The scripture says, everyone who gives cheerfully will be blessed cheerfully by God, because God loves a cheerful giver. Loving God, we thank you for this opportunity that you have given us to bring a portion of what you have given us back to this church for the work of your kingdom in this world. You are the source of all that we have and we are. You are merciful and gracious. From your open hand we receive everything, the gift of life, health, joy, and fellowship, and all the blessings that we receive. Help us, Lord, to understand that in Jesus Christ, you have given us more than we could ever deserve. Help us, Lord, to use this offertory for the blessing of this community. We thank you for those who were able to give joyfully, and pray for those who could not give today. Remember all of them in your love, O God. Bless and help us to use this offering to share your love to this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we remain standing, we will read the scripture now, which is taken from the book of 1 Kings, chapter 17, verses 7 through 16. You can see that far on the screen. I don't know. You can follow that as well.
Sometime later, the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. Then the word of the Lord came to him, "Go at once to Zarephath in the region of Sidon, and stay there. I have directed a widow there to supply you with food." So he went to Zarephath. When he came to the town gate, a widow was there gathering sticks. He called her and asked, "Would you bring me a little water in a jar, so may I have a drink?" As she was going to get it, he called, "And bring me, please, a piece of bread." "As surely as the Lord God lives," she replied, "I don't have any bread, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little olive oil in a jug. I am gathering a few sticks to take home, make a meal for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die." Elijah said to her, "Do not be afraid. Go home and do as you have said. But first make a small loaf of bread for me from what you have and bring it to me. And then make something for yourself and your son. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. The jar of flour will not be used up, and the jug of oil will not run dry, until the day the Lord sends rain on the land." So she went away and did as Elijah told her. So there was food every day for Elijah and for the woman and her family. For the jar of flour was not used up, the jug of oil did not run dry, in keeping with the word of the Lord spoken by Elijah. The word of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. God, we thank you for the gift of your word. which is given to us for life and spirit, so that we will receive your word today, that we can be a life and spirit to this world. Humble us before your word, O Lord. Help us, Lord, to be obedient to your word. As we meditate on your word, illumine our souls so that we can understand the hidden truths behind the word that we listen. Bless us with your power of the word today, and help us, Lord, to be faithful in whatever opportunity that you have given us to be a blessing to this world. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we celebrate the Mother's Day and honor our mothers, it is a great time to reflect on the love and the care that mothers have shown to us in this world. At least once in a year, we are reminded to pause and think about what the mothers have done to us and to this world. There's a church in West Virginia called Mother's Day Church. And when I looked it up, the history of that church is very interesting, because that's where the Mother's Day started. I didn't know that until I looked it up. Anna Jarvis was a member of that Methodist church in West Virginia, who was inspired by her mother to do some work during the 1850s time. She started something called Mother's Work Day Clubs. During the Civil War, she called together all of these clubs and members and friends, and asked them to make a pledge that friendship and goodwill not be a casualty of the war. So they wanted to show friendship and goodwill to all, regardless of friends or enemies. And Anna Jarvis became a genuine peacemaker after the war, if you look at that history also. She and her friends, through these clubs, tended to a lot of soldiers and fighters who fought from both sides. Regardless of what side they were, they did not pay attention to what side they were there. They were given care and food and treatment and medical assistance wherever could need it. So that's what started the Mother's Day. And they called it Mother's Friendship Days for a long time. And later on, it was officially announced and approved as Mother's Day. It's just a background of Mother's Day if you didn't know that. But that was really great to see that it started from a church in West Virginia. Hospitality is a mark of a great mother, as Anna Jarvis did during that time. She gave food and shelter to people who were affected by the war at that time. And regardless of what side they were fighting on, they gave them shelter in her house, and many other friends housed those people who were left homeless because of the war at that time. So hospitality of a good mother will always be remembered. And today I wanted to talk about a hospitable mother who was a great mother. But the Bible and many of the world preachers remember her as the widow of Zarephath. But more than a widow, I remember her as a hospitable mother. Many times the Bible looks at these people as widows or widowers because of the society at that time where looking at their family status and referring them to as such. But as a mother, she was a very faithful mother, a very strong mother who tended her for only child. And here comes a prophet. You can consider him as a pastor if you want. But he came and asked her for some water first. And when she turned around and go to get some water for him, he always called out her and said, "Hey, take some bread with you." Sounds like a pastor, isn't it? Because if you have asked for something from a pastor, he asks you to do something, he will probably ask you something else more than that. So she turned around and said, "Well, I was going to get you water, but I don't have any bread to give. I have only some flour to left, and because of the famine in the land, they were all affected by that." And the mother was very desperate. And she turned around and said she didn't have any food or bread, and she has whatever left is the flour and oil that she was going to make the last meal and probably will die after that. That's what she... So you can see the desperate words coming and see the looks on her face, if you can imagine how desperate that mother would be when you have a child who cannot be fed and they were planning to die after this. So this is one occasion where the motherhood came up and she said, I have a child and I have to feed him. But at the same time, this prophet told her that you go and do first and make food for me first. And your flour will not go down and your oil will never end dry. That's what he told him. She probably thought for it for a second. Would I take his word for it or no? But as a mother of faith, I think she paused for a second and said, the God of Israel... She did not know the God of Israel. She was a Gentile woman. That's what we read there. But the prophet was passing by that time, during that time. And she anyway trusted in his God, the living God, and she made some food for him, bread for him, and water for him. And lo and behold, she never had any famine affected her after that. She had plenty of food, never ran dry in her oil or in her flour that she could sustain on. So there are two mothers actually listed in the book of First Kings, where Prophet Elijah talked about this widow of Zarephath. And there is another woman that we similarly see, which is hospitable to another prophet, the successor of Elijah, who is Elisha, Prophet Elisha. In the Second Kings, we read that. He was also entertained and given hospitality by a woman. She was not a widow, but she was a person who had been married for years and did not have children. And that is Prophet Elisha, who went through that place, and she gave him shelter in her house and fed him several times. And one day the prophet asked her, what do you want from me? You are giving me all this hospitality every time I pass by. You invite me to your house. So she said, I don't have any children. So he gave her a promise that next year when I come through this place, you will have a child. And lo and behold, she did have a child. So hospitality is very powerful. It takes a lot of sacrifice and faith to be hospitable. Hospitality doesn't mean that you are being hospitable to the friends and families that we are very used to. We like our friends, we like our families, so we give hospitality to them, we care for them, and we invite them for meals, and take them out with meals and have fun with them. But how about strangers? How about the ones who are not in our comfort zone? That is what the sacrificial or radical hospitality that the Bible teaches us. Our hospitality and our love and our care and compassion needs to go beyond our comfort zones, to the ones who are not comfortable that we're dealing with, the outcasts of the society, the Gentiles, as we see here. That is where the hospitality of these mothers come in. Even though they were not of Jewish origin, they were entertaining these prophets of Jewish origin. They were following the doctrines and the teachings that these people, these prophets were giving them, and they trusted them. They trusted that there is a living God who is working through these prophets. So it takes a lot of faith and sacrifice when it comes to hospitality. You have to sacrifice your time, you have to sacrifice your comfort zones, and go beyond the normal comfort zones that we are used to. So in this particular instance that we see in the woman at Zarephath, she was being hospitable in the face of extreme scarcity. When you say extreme scarcity, she was completely gone, beyond our imagination, that she would be dead after the last meal that they were going to take. So as a woman, she was low social status, basically, and also as a widow, that's what she was referred to in the Bible. She didn't even have a name named there. So as a widow and a woman, they're considered to be lower in the class of society, society's class at that time. And she was weak in wealth and she was weak in her social standing, but she was strong in her faith, and she was strong in her hospitality. So the great hospitality that she showed to this prophet of God gave her so much blessing in this world that it is written in the living word for years and generations to come to meditate on and learn from. So it is a sacrificial hospitality of trusting God's promise. Hospitality is not about ourselves. It is about trusting God, that God will provide for us and others' needs if we share our blessings with others. It would have taken a lot of faith for this woman to do what the prophet told her. Make me bread for first with the flour you have. Would I do it if I was only flour left for my child? Probably I would have told him, let me make the bread for my child first, and then I will give you the bread after that. But that's not what she did. She said, we read there that she listened to him, and he obeyed what he told her to do. So he trusted. And it is in the extreme scarcity, that is what sacrificial hospitality is all about. It is also, it's not a convenient one. Hospitality is not always convenient. It is not to be hospitable when it is convenient for us. Hospitality is when it is, even when it is inconvenient, even when it is uncomfortable, we have to extend the hospitality. And this mother showed that through their hospitality. It is not always feasible either. Sometimes financially, we think that I don't have the money to help support these people. I wish I had the money. But whatever money you have, you can still use it. That's just like this woman of Zarephath did. The mother, the great mother of Zarephath that I call her, because even with the little thing that she had, she gave to the prophet and the man of God. Jesus taught us in the Gospels, we read that seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness first, and all the other things will be added to you after that. That's our principle of faith that we are following from Jesus. So it is not only an act of sacrifice, it's also an act of trust in a God, that we believe that God is able to provide for us, even in the midst of scarcity. The power of hospitality is very big. As you look at this, what happened afterwards, after this next passage, will tell us about a thing that happened there. Not only there was a powerful blessing that happened, that her flour never ran out, her oil never ran out. That's a great miracle that happened. But even more after that, that her son fell ill, and the only child, and he died later on at some point. And then she was broken. The only child, she didn't have a husband, she had only one child, and he died. And then he prayed to the living God through the prophet, and the prophet prayed for the child, and the child was raised from death. So the power of hospitality is great. It will bring miracles in our lives when we extend our hospitality to others. In Genesis, remember how Abraham and Sarah didn't have children for a long time. 25 years since God gave them the promise that they will have a child and he will become the father of nations. And they probably lost all hope in this after 25 years of having no children. And one day while Abraham was sitting outside his tent in his house, there was two people, strangers passing by. He hosted them. He invited them to his house and was hospitable to them and asked them to stay in their house. And when they left, they gave him a promise that by this time next year, Sarah is going to have a baby. And you all know that Sarah laughed at it, because she was 99 years old at that time, and how can somebody like that have a child? But that's what God's promise does. It will bring miraculous things in our lives, even beyond our expectations, when you are being hospitable. Those were two strangers. But in Hebrews, when we read in Hebrews about this particular instance, we read that do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. These two people that Abraham entertained were angels. He didn't know that. Those two angels were the two who went to Sodom and Gomorrah later on, and they destroyed the cities. Those were two angels, and Abraham did not know that. So when we get opportunities come on our ways, remember that God has sent somebody as angels so that you can show your hospitality to them. There are hidden miracles and powers behind the hospitalities that you do. Sacrificial hospitality will make room for God's miracles in our lives. When we offer hospitality to others, we also are imitating God. God is the great giver of hospitality. Through Jesus Christ, God welcomes us into his family forever as our eternal home. God has been gracious to us, so we need to be gracious to others. God is never indebted to anybody. We are indebted to God. Whatever we receive from God as blessings are gifts from God. A lot of times we give back to God thinking that we are giving something back, giving to God. No, we are not giving to God, we are giving back to God from what God has given us. Our time, our energy, our money, whatever we have, it is all God's gift in this world. He's never indebted to us. So a trust in a living God makes us more hospitable than what we are today. So the woman of Sarah had nothing but gave everything that she had, but received everything that mattered in return. God sending Elijah to the widow of Sarephath, or the mother of Sarephath, tells us something about hospitality, that God may be sending someone specifically to our way one of these days, or any time that we see somebody in need. So what looks like a random opportunity for being hospitable may be a divine appointment from God. So remember that. God is going to bring somebody and show us the hospitality, can bring miracles in our lives. Then of course, we need to remember that when we offer hospitality to someone in need, we are also ministering as Jesus' hands and feet. As Jesus had told us that, I was in need and I was a stranger, I was in prison. You did all of this to me, and you did all of these things, and it is like you are doing it to me. That's what Jesus said. Whatever you did to one of these least of these brothers of mine, you did it for me. So radical hospitality and sacrificial hospitality is something that we ought to practice. If we don't have that, we need to practice that. Even not to our friends, but also to our enemies as well. There was a story that I read in about a few years ago that I read this story in an article, that there was a boy who used to sell things house to house. And we know some of us don't like that, people coming and knocking at their doors, your doors for selling something. But this boy was trying to make money for his school, and he was paying his studies and helping his family through selling things from door to door. So one day while he was walking from house to house, he was so tired and hungry. And he did not sell a lot on that day. And he was so hungry, and he knocked at the door of a house and asked for some water. And when the woman opened the door, the mother of the house opened the door and looked at this boy who was tired and so looking tired in his eyes, and thought he was in need of some food. So instead of giving him a glass of water, she gave him a glass of milk. And he did not want to drink that milk because he didn't want to pay for that or anything. So he said, "I don't want milk." And she said, "No, my mother told and taught me that I should be hospitable to other people, even strangers. So please have this milk." And he drank that milk and went away. And years went by, and this lady was sick with a rare disease, and she was admitted into a hospital a few miles away from her own town. And that several years after that, and she had a rare disease that did not have much treatment at that time, so she had to go to the next town to get a treatment in the hospital. And she was admitted in the hospital, and there was a specialist in that hospital who treats this particular disease. His name was Dr. Howard Kelly. And as soon as she was admitted and the doctor came and looked at her, it was Dr. Kelly who came and looked at this woman And immediately he recognized this woman. And this woman was the woman who gave him the milk when he was in school, going from house to house selling things. And then he introduced himself to her. And then he took special care for her from the hospital, and on the way she came back to recovery. And he had a huge financial debt because of that treatment. He close to $20,000 years ago. It's a big time money at that time. So when the bill came, the doctor called the office and said, bring me the bill. And the story says like this, that here, when they brought the bill, he attached a check of $20,000 to it and then wrote something in the bill that said, this bill is paid in full with one glass of milk, and gave everything back. That is what the power of hospitality is about. Let us be hospitable as Jesus has been hospitable to us. Even when we were strangers and sinners, God loved us and sent his only Son to save us from our sins. So let us show that care and compassion and hospitality to others as we go from this place. And remember our mothers who have been hospitable to us. Even when we were rebellious, they have been gracious and loving and caring to us. So we honor our mothers, and let's thank our mothers. Be hospitable beyond our comfort zones as we go from this place. May the good Lord bless us with these words. Amen.
Page 462, 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus.
If you are able, please stand. 462.
So sweet to trust in Jesus and to take in my despair, just to rest upon his promise and to know God saved the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust his cleansing blood, and in simple faith to plunge me need the healing cleansing blood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Yes, it is sweet to trust in Jesus, just from sin and self to sin. Just from Jesus simply taking life and rest and joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. I am so glad I learned to trust thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that thou art with me, with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more.
People of God, go into the world as imitators of God. being hospitable to others, going beyond our limitations to bless others, and beyond our comfort zone to serve others, and recognizing the blessings that come from giving and being hospitable. May the good Lord enable us to be hospitable to others beyond the barriers that we are facing every day. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen. See you. Have a blessed week.
Enjoy your grandson.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Have a blessed week.
Have a blessed week, Martha.